The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. As a cancer survivor, let me offer you a little piece of advice. Don't get cancer. If you decide to be a rebel and get cancer anyway, you might be wondering what you can expect on your cancer journey. Well, in this series, I will be breaking down what is fact and what is fiction when it comes to the typical cancer experience. This is Cancer Culture.
Let's go. Let's go.
All right.
Cancer.
All right. Welcome, everyone, to episode one of Cancer Culture. I'm your host, Emma Wilson, and you might be wondering, why cancer? Why talk about it? And who are you to talk about cancer? So this past December, the December of 2020 going into 2021, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. So I was 22 at the time, I'm 23 now, and if you know anything about breast cancer, you would realize that, that's kind of unusual. You usually get breast cancer if you're in your 50s or in your 60s, but I guess my body just wanted to speed this whole thing along. I want to retire by the time I'm 30, I might as well get this whole breast cancer thing out of the way. So, I know cancer isn't super fun to talk about. I don't feel entirely comfortable talking about it still. I feel like I'm kind of a burden, or it gets kind of annoying if I talk about it too often. You know, I'll be meeting people and we'll be having a regular conversation, and then something breast cancer related comes up, and I'm just thinking, oh God, don't talk about it. Just say it was an operation. Don't bring it up. It's going to get really irritating, me constantly being like, yeah, so, you know, when I had breast cancer and, you know, cancer and breast cancer and all that jazz. So I just try not to talk about it for the most part, because I feel like after a certain point, people are going to want to stop talking to me. They're gonna be like, oh, you're a bit of a downer. You always talk about how your boobs were chopped off. When I first told my academic advisor about this, so it's my senior year of college, and he really wanted me to do some sort of, documentary. I was like, dictionary? Documentary about having cancer, because he was all like, you could use this to save lives, you could, you know, capitalize on your cancer. Which, that should be a book. If anything should be a book, capitalize on your cancer. That's it. That's it, baby! And I don't know, that is a lot of pressure to put on somebody who is, at this point, just trying to get through college. Like we all are at a certain point. So, I don't know. I felt really icky talking about it, and it felt really weird just because, you know, it's something that's so personal, and it feels so personal. And especially with the area that mine was in, it's awkward to talk about, for sure. Because, you know, if I say, yeah, I had breast cancer, I'm waiting for someone to say, well, you have boobs. And I just say, yeah, they're saline solution, but I guess, you know, they do appear to be boobs. And I don't know, I feel like in general, just telling a young person that they need to talk about their trauma, it feels like a lot. I had this podcast class, and we were all pitching our ideas, and I think he'd want me to refer to him as my producer and not my teacher. So when I pitched this idea, my producer, quote, he was leaning a lot towards my other idea. And in that moment, for some reason, that just made me take ownership of this idea and made me say, no, I want to talk about this. Because, you know, in my time just thinking about talking about this, I realized that this is really the only choice I get within this whole process. This is really the only time I get to say, this is how I want this. You know, I get to choose how I tell my story. I get to choose how I frame things. Because, you know, this whole time, you know, a lot of times doctors will tell you you have a choice, but a lot of times it feels like your choice is either get the treatment or die. And so this is really the only part of this process that I feel like I have any agency in. So, that's really why I decided to do this, ultimately. And the other reason why was when I would tell people that I had cancer, all of a sudden, people seemed compelled to talk about their own experiences with cancer, whether it was somebody they knew, whether they had had cancer, or whether they had had something similar to cancer. People just seemed so ready to talk about that stuff. And, you know, I'm sure it has to do a lot with what I was saying earlier, where you feel like a burden if you just randomly start talking about your cancer. However, if you're talking to somebody else who had cancer, it's just relating to that person. And in general, I feel like talking about this is so important because that's really the only way that you can fully heal, is just to talk about it and process what happened to you. So with that all being said, in this show, I really want to look at cancer literature, whether it's medical pamphlets, whether it's romance novels, whether it's autobiographical accounts of what having cancer is like, and just comparing them to survivors' stories, because I feel like we get this image of what cancer is supposed to be and what cancer is supposed to look like when it's not always like that. You know, if you think cancer, you think chemotherapy right away. And I didn't have to have chemotherapy. I have all my hair. You know, you think of what a breast cancer survivor looks like, and it's somebody who's much older than me. And I think just sort of dispelling some of those myths is really important. It's good for people to realize, you know, cancer isn't always one way. And in our next section, I'll be talking a bit about the media that I will be consuming, what kind of cancer literature I'm looking at over the course of this series. Up next on Cancer Culture. And a more wobbly hello. I completely forgot my apple juice in the first segment. That's usually my recording ritual. I drink apple juice because it levels the pH in your mouth. So what will I be talking about in this series? What can you expect? I really want to examine cancer literature and movies and compare people's real-life experiences of having cancer to those fictitious stories. In terms of the fictitious narratives, I of course want to go for the biggies. You know, I gotta talk about The Fault in Our Stars. The Disney movie Clouds that came out a while ago, I think that would be good to look at. A Walk to Remember. I also realized I could talk about Breaking Bad, but I don't think I will. Yeah, I haven't cooked meth yet. I feel like I'm really missing out on this whole cancer journey thing. I'd really like to focus on those those romance cancer narratives that seem to really permeate the cancer movie sphere, and just kind of talk about why that exists. I would love to examine that further. Why cancer specifically in those movies? You know, any movie that takes place in the 18 or 1700s, I feel like it's always tuberculosis, but anything that's modern day, it's always got to be cancer. So yes, I would like to look at the romance movies and see if it's kind of romanticizing the cancer process. Romanticizing any illness is dangerous, in my opinion. As for seeing what is supposed to happen on the medical side of things, I've got plenty of material. The whole cancer sphere, they really love their pamphlets. It's funny, I was recently going through all my old cancer pamphlets, and just to really give you an idea of where my mom places my dogs and where my mom places me in her life, I was going through my cancer stuff and I found a vet bill for the dogs, which, thanks, Mom. So there are a lot of video guides online of sort of navigating your cancer, and breast cancer specifically. Full confession, I have a feeling that as a cancer survivor, I won't feel alone, but as a breast cancer survivor, I will, just because, you know, typically women who get breast cancer are much older than me. I would like to examine the language that's sort of used in these pamphlets to see sort of how they divulge all this sensitive information for somebody who's going through a lot. I'm also curious if there's anything potentially harmful in these pamphlets. I mean, right off the bat, the thing that I can think of is just really showing you this very one-sided view of how to treat cancer, because of course, you know, the medical field is going to show you the medical side of treating cancer, and it might not get into anything else, really. It might not get into the sort of nutrition side, or if there are really any other cures for it. I think I mentioned it before, but a lot of times the choices seem either you're going to have very intensive procedures, very intensive treatment, or you're gonna die, essentially. Which, you know, I think could be potentially problematic. And I would really like to look at some autobiographical accounts of what having cancer is like. I found a lot of graphic novels of people giving their experience with having cancer, and I think that specifically would be really interesting to look through. There's this one specifically called Cancer Vixen of a New York cartoonist who had breast cancer when she was in her 40s, and that specifically looks really interesting with just how she depicts certain things. I think that's super duper interesting, and I would love to see, you know, how people would realistically talk about their cancer versus maybe a medical pamphlet, or versus the more fictitious. What would be the difference between looking at something that was made by somebody who had cancer and somebody who didn't, or what was made by somebody who knows, who was very close to somebody who had cancer and who was with them through that whole process, versus maybe somebody who hasn't had that experience. I would also like to interview cancer survivors and just talk to them about how they processed this whole thing. I think there are a lot of questions that a lot of people don't really think about when it comes to the cancer journey. I know for me, the word survivor is something that I really struggle with. And after talking to other people, I know a lot of people kind of struggle with it. Just because, I don't know, in my case specifically, I don't feel as though I had a very intensive process of getting rid of my cancer. So that's it. That's the plan for the series. We're gonna laugh. There are gonna be laughs, and we're gonna cry from laughing. We're gonna get all mushy, like a nice brown banana. I really don't know how to sell this to you. If you're not into talking about cancer for a prolonged period of time, this might not be for you, just being honest. Or if this does sound interesting, I would love to have you for the journey. And with all that out of the way, let me officially say, welcome to Cancer Culture.